The hour of 6:30 having come and gone, I will call to order the Common Council meeting of Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Alder Duncan?
Here.
Alder Duncan is present. Alder Evers?
Here.
Alder Evers is present. Alder Field?
Here.
Alder Field is present. Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole is present. Alder Glenn? Alder Glenn is present. Alder Govindarajan. Alder Govindarajan is present. Alder Uguer.
Here.
Alder Uguer is present. Alder Harrington McKinney. Alder Harrington McKinney is present.
Present.
Alder Lankella.
Here.
Alder Lankella is present. Alder Knox.
Present.
Alder Knox is present. Alder Madison. Alder Madison is present. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
Present.
Alder Martinez Rutherford is present. Alder Matthews.
Here.
Alder Matthews is present. Alder Mayer.
Here.
Alder Mayer is present. Alder O'Brien.
Here.
Alder O'Brien is present. Alder Ohovich.
Present.
Alder Ohovich is present. Alder Pritchett.
Here.
Alder Pritchett is present. Alder Tischler.
Here.
Alder Tischler is present. Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Revere is present. Alder Vitiver.
Here.
Alder Vitiver is present. Madam Mayor, we have quorum.
Thank you. As usual, I'll remind us that we're here to do the business of the people of Madison and ask that we do so with grace and kindness and refrain from using any profanity in remarks, regardless of what your role is in tonight's meeting. Our first item is an honoring resolution, item 1, Legistar 91544, proclaiming January 26th through 30th, 2026 as Winter Salt Week. President Vitiver?
I move to adopt first.
Read first.
Okay. Whereas all the salt applied to City of Madison roadways, parking lots, and sidewalks eventually end up in our freshwater, polluting lakes, streams, and groundwater. And whereas chloride contamination is increasing statewide, with measurable impacts on our drinking water, and whereas even a small amount, just one teaspoon, can pollute 5 gallons of water to a level that is toxic for aquatic life, and removing salt from water is costly and challenging. And whereas winter maintenance best practices not only protect our freshwater resources, but also minimize damage to infrastructure and property and reduce harm to aquatic plants and animals while maintaining public safety. And whereas raising awareness among residents, businesses, and local governments about the responsible use of de-icing salt is essential to balancing public safety with environmental stewardship. And whereas Winter Salt Week serves as an opportunity to educate our communities on smart salting practices, including effective application methods and environmental considerations. And whereas the residents of Madison can make meaningful contributions to salt pollution reduction by learning about smart salting practices, engaging in safe winter driving, and hiring trained service providers. And whereas the City of Madison is committed to promoting winter maintenance strategies that ensure public safety while protecting the health of our freshwater resources for present and future generations. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Madison Common Council proclaims January 26th to 30th, 2026 as Winter Salt Week. Be it further resolved, the Madison Common Council urges all residents, businesses, and City of Madison departments and divisions to take part in activities and initiatives that promote the responsible use of de-icing salt and encourage the adoption of winter maintenance strategies that maintain safety while reducing environmental harm.
Thank you, Alder. We'll take that as moved by President Vitiver. Is there a second? Moved and seconded. I believe we have someone who is receiving the proclamation. Yeah, please come forward.
Thank you, everyone. So my name is Allison Madison. I am the Wisconsin Saltways Program Manager here in Madison. And I just want to thank all of you for your support of this program that started here in Madison with support from the city, the county, the wastewater treatment, the water utility. And the work that I do is mostly in the state of Wisconsin, but Winter Salt Week has actually grown over the last 5 years to now bring in, this year we have over 1,100 people registered from over 30 states and 2 Canadian provinces that are tuning in to the live streams that are free. They're just live streamed on YouTube every day this week. So we're talking about the problem, but also really just focusing on the solution. So again, kudos to you for your support of the City Streets Department. City Streets has really embraced a lot of these best practices and maybe not, you know, always popular to leave some hard pack on some of our residential streets, but they've brought their salt use down roughly 40% on average. So that's huge in terms of the protections for our drinking water, as well as our beloved lakes. I also know that you guys passed a couple years ago an ordinance saying that if there's extra salt left over on sidewalks, that needs to be swept up. I would encourage you to push the city staff a little bit more on that. I think if any of us walk around after storms, we still see a lot of excess of salt use on our public sidewalks. And while we might kind of become normalized to that, I would urge you to reconsider. That is a huge pollutant in our water. In many European countries, it is illegal to put salt on sidewalks. In some German cities, you can get fined 10,000 to 20,000 euros if you put salt down, even on a private sidewalk. So it's really worth considering, you know, what are we doing for our water, our drinking water long term? And any steps that we can take are helpful. As I walked up the steps today, I saw that several of them were cordoned off. Maybe we don't need to, you know, salt all of the steps outside every building. So thank you for all that you have done, and I urge you to continue to think about ways to protect our water here for all of the residents of Madison. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe President Vidover has a parchment for you.
Photo op. Oh, official. Okay.
Thank you very much. So it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, I'd just like to add my thanks both to this council and to our Streets and Urban Forestry Division for the great work that they've done to reduce salt use throughout the community, and encourage everybody to join in that effort. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of item one? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item one. Are there any disclosures or recusals on tonight's agenda? Alder Field?
Thank you, Mayor. On item three, I wanted to disclose that I work at UW-Madison. That'll not affect my vote.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Tischler?
I also work at the UW, and on item three will not affect my vote.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Mayor?
I work at the university, and it will not affect my vote on item three.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Matthews?
I also work at UW-Madison, and it will not affect my vote for item three.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other disclosures or recusals on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, then we'll move on to the presentation of the consent agenda. President Vidover.
Consent agenda is moved with the recommended action listed for each item on the agenda, except items that have registrants wishing to speak, items that alders have separated out for discussion or debate purposes. This document lists supermajority items, agenda items with recommendations different from the agenda, items for exclusion, items introduced from the floor, and agenda items with corrections. The following agenda items are supermajority items. Number 10, Legislative File 91343, approving Park Commission President, member, and resident appointment to subcommittee of the Board of Park Commissioners. 14 votes are required to adopt under suspension of MGO 2.055. No items have recommendations different from the agenda. One item is excluded. Item four, Legislative File 90915, creating Section 28.022-00741 of the Madison General Ordinances to change the zoning of property located at 33 West Johnson Street from PD to UMX, District 4. Speakers are registered for that. There are no items introduced from the floor and no items with corrections.
Thank you, President Vidover. Are there any other items that alders would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then just quickly, we'll remind us that item 10 requires 14 votes. We're excluding item 4, and we have no introductions or corrections. All right, then, President Vidover, a motion on the consent agenda.
Move to adopt.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda. That will take us to public comment. We have one item with public comment, item four, which is creating sections of the Madison General Ordinances to change the zoning of a property located at 33 West Johnson Street from PD District to UMX District. One registrant wishing to speak, Aaron Liu of District 9, representing Unite Here Local 1. Either one.
Good evening. My name is Aaron Liu. I was born and raised on the west side of Madison, and I still live there today. I'm proud of my hometown. I love the access to nature and the culture of the city. But most of all, I'm proud that this is a place where people stand up and fight for what they believe in. I work at the Hilton Madison Monona Terrace. We are in a labor dispute right now because the Hilton Madison Monona Terrace has not agreed to a fair contract. We are here not to comment on the matter before the council, but to address Drury Hotel directly. When Drury's planned hotel opens, those workers shouldn't have to go through what we went through. My coworkers and I organized a union at the Hilton Madison Monona Terrace because we needed a change in our working conditions. One big issue was the affordability crisis. Across the board, our pay didn't keep up with our cost of living. When we did a survey, 37% of Hilton Madison Monona Terrace workers reported not having enough money to cover their rent or their mortgage.
I'm sorry, sir. You have to address the item that's on the agenda. So if you could adjust your comments to speak directly to the item that's on the agenda. Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask you to step down.
Oh.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the registrant? Or any of the other registrants? Okay. Just encourage you to talk to alders after the meeting to share information if you want, or to email allalders@cityofmadison.com. Thank you. All right, that is the only public comment we have. So that will take us to item four. Item four is Legistar 90915, creating sections of the Madison General Ordinances to change the zoning of property located at 33 West Johnson Street from PD to UMX. On item four, President Vidover, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Second. Moved and seconded to adopt item four. Are there questions for staff? Seeing none, is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item four? Seeing no objection, recording unanimous vote in favor of item four. That's the only item excluded from the consent agenda. Are there any introductions from the floor that we haven't dealt with yet? Or any announcements? Seeing none of either. Alder Duncan, President Vidover.
Just an announcement, that a reminder that next Tuesday we have a council discussion on violence prevention.
Thank you for that reminder. Alder Duncan, it's your turn.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Have a good evening.